Solomon chapter 2, verse 15. Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. We're going to take a short prayer. Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. For our 5 p.m. session, we're looking at, conversations on backsliding. He says, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Then he now goes on to say, my beloved is mine and I am his, he feeds his flock. But there's something such as little foxes. Little foxes. They are little foxes. Little foxes. And what happens is that there's a grapevine, and oftentimes the little foxes, as unassuming as they are considered to be destructive animals that could destroy the valuable vineyards. These are things that come into our lives unawares. We're praying this evening that there will be exposings of little foxes. You know, those little foxes are things that are unassuming. You don't even know that that is the reason why your walk with God is not turning out well. They creep in unawares. They are little foxes. And they are the ones that have potentials of destroying the vine. They pull out the vine and they destroy the vine. But we're going to pray this evening, Lord, you will cause our eyes to see the things that we do not take serious that are highly damaging to our walk with God. Tonight, we pray that there's going to be sight of little things. These things, like maybe not having a devotion, not taking some time to pray. You know, foxes that have crept in unawares. Foxes that have crept in our vine unawares. We're praying in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're helping us to see. Begin to pray. In the next few minutes, they are exposing little foxes. Little foxes that destroy the vine. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are speaking to us. Lord, you are showing us. Lord, you are remembering us. You have opened the life that we used to live in you. You are bringing back the old archives of the things that we used to become. Little foxes that spoil the vine. Lord, you are drawing our hearts in the name of Jesus. You are exposing us by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God bringing remembrance. The Spirit of God bringing remembrance of that which we used to become. That we used to be. We are exposing of little foxes that destroy the vine. Help me. Things that do not help. Things that do not help us. You are revealing them to us, Lord. We are returning back to the element of our first love that we commence with. We are not moving back. We are coming fresh. We are staying fresh. Little foxes that swell the vine. The Lord is exposing those minds who will wake up with an hour or two of prayer and night. They are still today, but Lord, as you speak to our hearts, we are returning back. We are raising back. We are returning back. We are returning back. In the name of Jesus, We are returning. Lord, you're exposing, Lord. You are revealing and We are calling to remember how far we have gone, how far we have gone, how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we have gone. You are calling us to remember how far we And Lord, you have been dealing, you have been showing us by your word in our hearts, remembering us, reminding us, causing us to remember how the little foxes are invading the vine and are destroying the vine. How little foxes are invading the vine and are destroying the vine. Hello, Shatala, in Jesus' name, glory to God. Glory. Now, this is that instruction, and this is how it's going to come. You will be seated or lying or standing, and you will remember something that you used to do. You will remember. You'll be going about your duties, natural, spiritual, whatever they are, but you will remember. I used to have a time of Bible study. It'll come to you. I used to pray. I used to study. There was this contrite heart and broken spirit that I used to have. They will come to you as thoughts of things that you used to do. Hear the word of the Lord. He says, whenever they come, he reminds you of things that are being destroyed by little foxes that have crept in unawares, and they destroy the beautiful vine that he's willing to raise and that he's willing to grow. So we're going to pay attention. Right? You will pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. It might be now. It might be tomorrow. Some of you had a passion. But you see, that passion seems to dwindle. No, see, the work of a ministry should not cause the passion to dwindle. It should rather increase the passion. So there are passions that are going to be kindled. Passion is going to be kindled. Some of you could listen to God's word for long, but now it seems like you're very busy. Your lifestyle should not alternate the things that you should do. Whatever it is that you have to do legitimately should not come to take what you should do in God's place. But in Jesus' name, said the Spirit of the Lord, there's going to be remembrance. The Lord will remind you of things that you used to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so we're moving quickly into our study. We have been having conversations about backsliding. It's been a major conversation. And I made us see how that some people are not aware that they have lost certain vital things. They have lost certain vital traits. But those traits are blossoming again, said the Lord. Right, so you see, this week we're pulling down idols and we are setting our paths straight. We're pulling down idols and we're setting our path straight. And today we're going to start looking at some of the causes of this attitude of a backsliding Christian. Right? And I shared with you a verse in Jeremiah chapter number 2, verse 13. That painted a very clear scripture. I mean, it painted a very clear image of what it means to backslide. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that cannot hold water. You have access to clear, fresh, running water. But you exchange that for dirty, smelly, bad water. And we're going to look at some of the causes of individuals, or some of the causes that of backsliding. Things that cause you, or things that cause people, let me not use you, because if I use you, it means I'm saying you will backslide, but I'm saying that things that cause individuals to backslide, right? And this is very key. Emptiness. See, the many people or Christians who are empty. And that emptiness would mean they have little or no word of God in them. In Ephesians 5, God or the Holy Spirit through Paul speaks to the church in Ephesus on how they needed to be being filled with the Holy Ghost. It means that a Christian can be full of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you're full of the Holy Spirit, it means that the Holy Spirit dwells and resides in you fully. Then he now goes on to state the activities that causes the infilling of the Holy Spirit. But in this case, this emptiness has to be the absence of the Word of God and the absence of the full state of the Holy Spirit. So, when you see a believer, he is not full of the Word of God, and that makes him empty. He believes anything that is said. So, they are not full of the Word of God. They are not full of the Spirit, or let me say, of love as well. So, not being full of the Word of God, which is being full of the Spirit also, which also encompasses activities of speaking, activities of you know, making melodies in our hearts, activities of submitting ourselves one to another. Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So you can see that a Christian, what causes this state where you get to realize that somebody is almost falling off is when they begin to be devoid, they are devoid, or when they are devoid of the Word of God, they are devoid of the Spirit, and they are devoid of love. Do you realize that in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1, says that, go to 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. I think I have to get my Bible. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. So he says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I am becoming as a sounding brass, or as a tinkling cymbal. So people who are devoid of love, also Paul calls them empty. Because if you are full of the Word of God and you are full of the Spirit, what actually will pour out effortlessly of you will be love. So it's one of the major causes of backsliding. The concept of backsliding, I think, is an interesting concept. It means that you slide backwards into whatever it is that you are doing. And what emptiness does is that the state of emptiness craves for the infilling of anything that can be found, whether it's godly or ungodly. So it means that emptiness will attract other things to fill that empty space. Emptiness will attract other things to fill that empty space. If you were a good Christian, you were very, you know, enthused about the things of God, about prayer, about studying the Word of God, watching healthy programs, or, you know, keeping your mind away from things that are wrong, that could be likened to be ensuring that you are not empty. Empty of the Word of God, empty of what God's Word says. So when you find somebody who is beginning to be has no time for the Word of God, has no time for speaking in tongues, prayer, has no time for activities of church, or has time but gives a very unreasonable portion of the time. It means just very little. It's unreasonably little. So, a spiritual vacuum will be filled with spiritual things. And every space will be filled. In fact, nature abhors a vacuum. God never created man to be a vacuum. It abhors it. So every space will be filled. Every space is going to be filled. In Luke chapter 11, verse 25, you see how that, and when an evil spirit cometh, he findeth it unoccupied. So emptiness is a target for the enemy. He findeth it unoccupied. He finds it swept and garnished. It means that it's empty, it's not doing anything. Then what does he do? He wants to find back He wants to find out if he can go back into that space, which is a vacuum. So you cannot say, I don't know the word of God, but I'm a strong Christian. Oh, I'm not really prayerful, but I'm a strong Christian. That's a lie. And like I told you from the beginning of our conversation, is that whenever people begin to slip back, it's not instantaneous. It is gradual. You accept this here, you accept that there. This thing was wrong to you. But in a few years after, that same thing that was very wrong to you because of God's word that you had knowledge of, is something you are now allowing some way, somehow. So Christians are targets for the enemy. The devil will try to fill you with evil. But somebody is going to be full of God, full of the word of God, which is faith, not empty. If you got arrested, would you have enough evidence to convict you a Christian? I don't know who said that, but I know I've read this somewhere. Would there be enough evidence to say you are a Christian? Will there be enough evidence? Show evidence. So we need to start getting full. You see, when I tell you nature abhors a vacuum, is because it's something I've seen with my own eyes. I spoke to you about the guy I was speaking to, and he said he chose not to go to church. And because he chose not to go to church, of course, he does whatever it is he wants to do. You can't be on the devil's side halfly and then be on God's side halfly. You're either on God's side or you're on the devil's side. You yield to his attitudes, his character, his traits. You carry his traits. So in Acts chapter 6 verse 5, it tells us how that they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Wow. Full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Not empty of faith. It means that wherever you met Stephen, you spoke to Stephen, you saw his mouth, when his lips was moving up and down. Oh. It's not being overly spiritual. Is being full of the Holy Ghost. Wherever you met him, you met him. Or wherever you met Stephen, you hear him hum a song or sing a song.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
You know, you can't sing the song I'm singing if the joy of the Lord really is not your strength, because it doesn't make meaning. So when you find someone sitting next to you in a bus and the person is saying, full of the Spirit, because you don't want to be empty. You don't want to be a very empty Christian. It means that when you also find Christians who are not full, is that they are very unnecessarily loud at useless things. When it comes to scripture and evangelism and all that, they will not be loud. When you go to useless things, things that do not really matter, you see, you know, empty Christians that are loud and noticeable, but not substantial. They cannot do anything. They can't preach, they can't teach, they can't explain Bible, they can't do, they like to talk about a lot of things. Somebody be full of the Spirit, be full of love, be full of the Word. What are you filling your spirit with? The Word of God, the Word of faith, with good Christian music? Or you have other Celine Dion and Westlife? These days, I think it's too far back. But those days, if I had said Westlife and Celine Dion, everybody has an empty street, an empty house, a hole inside my heart. Everybody has it. Everybody. I'm all alone. What? So you have certain hidden tracks. And when we search it, actually, we will not find it. When we search for the tracks, we will not find it. But when we set, you'll be the only one to pull them out from certain spots for us to say that, okay. You give us your phone, we'll search, we'll only see gospel, Esther Smith, the other songs, we'll see them there. Nathaniel Bassey and all of those people. But behind that are some hidden tracks that only you can tell where they are. What are you filling your spirit with? What are you filling your spirit with? Some of you do Shatawale small, Kaki small, Kimpaluta on the side. I heard some of my key people, they were saying apiki. I said, what are these boys saying apiki? I said, What is, until I heard the song, so I had to ask them. I said, "Are you people? I want to know the apiki you have been saying. Is it because of the song, or is it because of the term that came because of the song?" And I said, "Oh," they said, "Oh, it came because of the song." And I said, "Ah." So wait, tell me the truth. Are you sure that you didn't hear the song before the thing? You said, "Oh, Pastor, I think the song too came to blow up, but it was there before the..." So I said, "Oh, okay." It's not that apiki. I've not called anybody's name, but they are trying to explain to me why they are saying apiki. So I had to ask, because I wanted to know. Because the song also, honestly, the song, when you hear it from afar, you say that's the song is lyrical, is it's talented to listen to. Yeah. Recently I heard a song. Somebody went to do a gospel song with some other person. Beautiful song. And I just stumbled and I was listening to it. And you know, I smiled. I said, "The source of this song is not good." Meanwhile, it portrayed what God or something gospel. What? I can't tell you exactly what song it is. But when I listened to it, I smiled. I said, "People will be listening to this thing and thinking that is a good song. It is not a good song. It is not a good song. The system to which it comes from is dirty. Is a very unhealthy system. Yeah. You know what a system is? Where water is stored. How can you bring for fresh water and bring for dirty dishwater, smelly water at the same time as a system? You can't do that. You can't do that. You'll be deceiving us. Yeah. And while I was listening to it, I said, look, people are going to be listening to this song and playing it in churches. But if you are very spiritual, if you are very spiritual, when you listen to the song, even though they are saying it's gospel, but there's something about the song, you will not be okay. Yeah. I was speaking to a few people around me a few days ago, and I was telling them that even when it comes to normal piano tunes, I don't listen to every piano tune because I don't know what system sits on the keyboard to play those songs. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it's from. It sounds nice. Does not mean it's it can be used. Yeah. So, it has to be very carefully chosen. So those who are empty, there's no substance. It's a major cause of backsliding. What are you filling your life with? Church activities? Filling your life with the love of God, genuine passion for God. You are filling it with half things and what. Yeah. I remember before I started listening to so I've recommended them for some of you, the piano tunes. I've said it a number of times. Because I will not have a piano tune I don't know playing in my room at night. I don't know who is that playing. Where is it coming from? Does he fear the Lord? Does he love the Lord? Is your pastor? He's overdoing it. Come on, just a song. He's overdoing it. That's why many people struggle spiritually. That's why they struggle, because they just take anything, they just swallow it. They don't. Where is it coming from? Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 29. Empty. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 29. But you will not be empty again. Right? You will not be empty. I'm telling you. The things that I'm doing, you do them so that you will not backslide. This Workers' Congress, I don't want you to miss it. I'm going to hit some things very strongly. Yes. Matthew 7, 24 to 29. Can we hold on the comment so that the scripture can stay? Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. You see, when you fill your life with the word of God, Bible says you are like a house that is upon a rock. the rain will descend, the floods will come, the winds will blow and beat upon that house, and it will not fall, for it was founded upon a rock. Yeah. Some people actually stop church because they are empty. Your boyfriend left you from the church. You stopped. Somebody said, usher said you should sit here. You said, no, I want to sit a row ahead. And usher says, no, there's somebody, you just take your gun, you are gone. You've left the church. You are empty. And that is how come people fall off gradually. Yes. But as you fill your life with the word of God, with the word of God, you fill your heart with God's love, the rains will descend, the floods will come, the winds will blow, they will beat upon the house. You will not fall. You will not fall. You will not fall. You will not fall. But look what is about the foolish man. He says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and not doeth them, he shall be likened unto a foolish man, which buildeth his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. Oh, and great was the fall of it. Great was the fall of it. It means you fall to the extent that you can't recover again. Great was the fall. Great was the fall. What are you filling your heart with? Yes. You leave the house empty. The rains come, the winds blow, the storms are blown. Then Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, our last scripture. Demas had forsaken me, having loved this present world. Demas was supposed to be an accomplice of Paul. And Demas ran away. He said, no. I love the world too much. He's run away. He has forsaken the ministry. He has gone. So he deserted that. Of course, because he was empty. He was full of the love of the world. And that's how come he's able to leave. If you're not full of the love of God, you'll not be able to leave. So some of you laughed at. How can you be here and your model, or your idol is famous musicians? Nicki Minaj, Cardi B. That's your model. You want to look like Cardi B. You want to dress like her. You want to talk like her. A Christian who has a model on idol, Cardi B. Like when you see her, you say, Pastor, it's not, you watch them. Pastor, it's not that I want to be like her, but I just like her. That's how it starts. It's not that you want to be like her, you just like her. That's how it starts. Say, oh, I will not dress the way she dresses, but I like her. It means that you can become exactly what it is. Is worldliness creeping unawares into your heart? So, we're going to close now. But you're going to pay attention to emptiness. Do not allow emptiness in any way. What do you fill your mind with? During the day, what do you fill your mind with? Are you filling your mind with God's word? Are you filling it with God's desires, God's instructions, or it's filled with other things? I understand some of you have busy work schedules and all of that, but when you are done with all of those schedules, what do you put in your mind? So in Jesus' name, you're not going to be empty. 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 You're going to be full of scriptures. Scriptures will be pouring out of you. That's what you should be excited about. When somebody says something, you say, oh, the Bible even said, the person looks at you. One time I was speaking to someone, and anything he said, I said, let's go to this scripture. Anything he said, I said, let's go to this scripture. And he said, hey, now do you only talk scriptures? Yes. What does the word of God say? Some of you have a lot of opinions. See, put your opinions aside. Don't have opinions. Don't be there and just be, okay, I think. No, you should be able to say, the word of God says, I read my Bible. Let's look at something in John chapter 1, John chapter 3. Let's move to Acts chapter 1. This what the word says. See, the word of God says. You should be able to say things. I think. Hypocrite says, Einstein says, is it Einstein that, Oh, you mean that the last time John Mahama said that Ghana is even hard? And General Mosquito, he said, well, why are you quoting all of these people? The word, full of it. But you can't be full of it when you don't read. I went out with someone yesterday and they asked him a question. I believe that's because maybe he had been with me on the previous experience. And there were adults, and adults way older than us. I was with him and then they asked him a question. And he said, oh, my pastor's taught me the word of God says in Mark chapter this, verse this. And I was like, wow, that's good. That's also good. That's good. I didn't expect that he would be able to be wise like that. Yeah. My pastor has taught me that God's word teaches that, and he got the thing. Yeah. But some of you are full of a lot of, you don't even know what the word says. You can't even say. Something. What thing? What makes you think you are born again? Say, I'm born again because I've been baptized. Dangerous. You're born again because you've been baptized. Hey. Baptized. It's not good. Yeah. Haven't you seen, are you born again? They say that,
No, I'm not born again. I said, do you go to church? Yes, I go to church. Okay, what do you understand by born again? I'm not really. How will a Christian like this be not empty? How? How will a Christian like this be not empty? It means you are just, the devil can hit, he can pick you, shake you like this, throw you to the next, shake you like that. He said, oh, just leave him. This is empty. He's an airy Christian. He's not weighty. He's airy. He's light. He's not full of the word of God. He does not palpate with the word of God. His heart does not beat the word of God. So from today, be not empty is actually a cause of slipping back into whatever it is that you are trying to walk away from. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for this evening. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're getting to be exposed to causes of backsliding, or things that causes us to backslide. Thank you for clarity, and that we're going to take heed on these. Lord, we ask for much revelation and insight as touching this matter. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.